This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When the child was just a child, it did not know what it was. Like a child, it had no habits, no opinions about anything. Maybe I will get a job as a waitress, maybe waiting tables in a diner in some remote city down the highway. After all that we've been through, I know we'll make it. I know the way. The question is true. There is nothing we can't do. I see you along the way, baby. The stillness is the move. Wow. Okay, honestly, absolutely beautiful as a spoken word piece that I just
did. I'm touched, truly.
That was Stillness is the Move by Dirty Projectors. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I have been singing a lot on the pod recently, or not as much as Tevi would like, because everybody knows I have an absolutely gorgeous voice. But I just felt like this deserved to be spoken, because yeah, it's the kind of, there are lyrics that deserve to be meditated on.
Yeah, well, I've listened to the song thousands of times, and hadn't really considered or heard the lyrics in that way.
Sometimes you just have to do that to sort of, you know how it's like, you gotta take a different route home.
Mm-hmm, exactly, to really understand where you are.
Exactly.
Completely, yeah.
That's kind of what I feel.
I really appreciated it. I find that happens in karaoke.
Yes.
When you're reading the lyrics and you're like, wow, wait, like this song is like actually amazing and I didn't know.
Different interpretations, different vibes. Do you like karaoke? Are you a karaoke person?
I like karaoke. Newly, like as of the last 2 years, I learned.
I find that for some people, karaoke can be a personality type.
Totally.
Like you're like, oh, you're the karaoke person.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jenny always
she's
wants
here.
To karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And pitching it as like, what if we went to karaoke actually tonight? And
I know.
It's like, well, also, where's that idea coming from, sweetie?
Don't actually, like, you haven't been thinking
you're
about
like,
this all day.
I have this random idea. It's like, really? You haven't been planning this?
I have a pitch for something that, like, we've actually never done together as a group, which I think is really weird.
Okay, why don't we? No, I'm not there yet with it. I'm still, like, I was actually, well, not to jump into the theme of the podcast, but I was a theater kid.
So. Oh, we're going to get there.
No
okay,
problem.
The year's, let me just blow through what we need to blow through, and then we'll get there. The year's 2013.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've been in 2013 recently, so I had to go to a new source to get our pop culture moments of 2013. This is a list called the 5 biggest pop culture moments of 2013 on the very reputable website 29secrets.com. We like to find really good websites on this pod.
Oh, 29 Secrets? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
29 Secrets.
Oh, good, you know, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get amazing source.
I have a friend who did like a fellowship program with them for
Secrets.
Young journalists.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was torn between getting a Fulbright or getting a 29 Secrets grant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to go 29 Secrets.
Of course. Well, just because of the brand, you know.
It's like Fulbright.
Well, everybody does it.
Yeah. Okay, number 5, Kimye.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow.
That, you know, that was kind of like Kim's pregnant.
Yeah.
With North.
Oh, my God.
Things are popping off.
Yeah.
And later that year, Bleep rented out a stadium and proposed to Kim in front of a 50-piece orchestra.
Oh, my God.
I believe he rented out Dodger Stadium or Staples Center or some shit like that. I think it was Dodger Stadium.
I don't know, but I do remember when that romance started, and I was, like, all in on it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Like, they're not only, like, are they perfect for each other, it's going to last forever.
They're going to go to the finish line.
Yeah, and I actually think I bet like $50 with someone that they would last longer than Jay-Z and Beyonce, and
really?
Was completely wrong.
I
lost that one.
Go San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco Giants.
That's not really on brand for them.
Okay.
I'll take it.
You know, I think I was like, at this point in time in my life, I was so not like paying attention to that shit.
Yeah. And you were right for that.
But now, well, I mean, that makes me sound like, well, I was extremely cool, so I'm not going to minimize. But I don't know. I was like, do I care about this? Mm-hmm. And now I like, do you watch the Kardashians?
No.
I never did until pandemic.
Right.
Obviously, when we all became dark-sided.
Right,
and, like,
what else kind of are we going to do at
exactly.
that point?
Exactly.
Yeah. Lean in.
And I started watching from the beginning.
Whoa.
And actually, if you start watching from the beginning, it's, like, quite good television.
I mean, the thing is, when everybody's paying attention to something, like, it has to be compelling.
Right.
It's, like, it's going to work. It's
right.
Like, regardless of, like, its other merits, like, if a bajillion people have been watching and paying attention to something, something about it is going to be good at holding
Correct.
Your attention.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay, number four. Batfleck. It was announced in September that Ben Affleck will be the next Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be taking over the role of the Cape Crusader Christian Bale in a reboot of the series. Okay, well, that didn't end well.
Yeah, and I'm not connecting to that so much as like something that happened in the same world I'm in. Do you know what I mean?
Like, truly could not have cared less that Ben Affleck was becoming Batman. Also, he was a bad Batman.
Right. I wouldn't know.
I mean, the only
I
Batman
opted out
for
of that
the whole thing.
Yeah, that news.
But
cycle.
I will say the only Batman for me is Christopher Nolan's Batman, Christian Bale.
Yes, totally.
That's the only Batman for me.
I kind of can't believe that it's like they were like we're doing another one. It's like, can you let Christian Bale's thing breathe for a second? Like, can we have a moment to just
I know.
Like
what about a world thinking? With no Batman?
I mean,
for like.
We'd be free.
5 years.
Right. Let's have a breather.
Yeah.
Especially like, right, obviously reboot culture, whatever. Like, people are like, we're reimagining. It's like, can we just have what we had and think about it and let it lie fallow for a moment?
Just a blip.
A blip of time for me to catch my breath.
Enough for me to like, just like a change of season.
Please. For once.
3 months.
Yeah. Right. Let's have a season without a Batman.
Yeah. One.
Just one. Let's tend to our families.
That's it.
Yeah.
NSYNC reunited.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not so much for me.
Beyonce released a surprise album. Huge for
me. Yeah. Huge. Obviously. Of course. That was actually my, because I think that was in the fall. So that was my freshman year of college. So though, like, That music is so visceral to, like, my freshman dorm.
When I saw the Partition music video,
because
it was also...
Oh, my God.
She also dropped a visual album.
It was unbelievable.
All on... was it all on iTunes?
It was literally on iTunes. I remember being, like, crowded around, like, a MacBook Air in a dorm room watching, like, the Drunken Love music video.
Beyonce.
Are you happy to be
are
in Paris?
Are you happy to be in Paris?
Oh, my God.
Okay, and number one on, you know... 29secrets.com.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Miley Cyrus. I guess Miley Cyrus, the year of 2013, they say, quote, she made it number one on this list because she completely reinvented herself this year. A new haircut, new style, and new musical taste. Miley basically showed the world that Hannah Montana is dead and won't be rising from her grave. Ugh,
I remember that. Oh, my God. There were years where we were like, you couldn't escape, like, the idea of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and, like, she released bangers.
Right.
She was wearing that weird kind of, like, bear onesie.
Mm-hmm.
She was twerking.
The twerking.
With Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
She licked that foam finger. Remember when everyone was like, oh, she licked the foam finger! God, what
The We Can't Stop music video.
Oh, my God.
To me, that was really
Is she at a pool party, like a house party?
Yes, she's like at a house party. To me, it's like half of that music video is her doing conspicuous Beats Pill product placement.
Oh, yeah. It's or like EOS.
EOS, yeah. EOS, like the lip gloss.
EOS lip gloss.
She's like taking like, it's like a 10-second shot of her like
doing the lip gloss and like rubbing it all over
herself.
I know. Oh, my God.
And Wrecking Ball, too, of course.
Well, I know you all are wondering, where were we when EOS lip balms were flying off the shelf?
Exactly.
We were in New York City, and we are Charlie Bardet.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Wow.
Hey, everyone.
I'm so excited to have you on my show.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm such a fan.
Thank you, likewise.
I, you know, all of my friends are obsessed with you.
Thank you.
And the reality is, we've never met in person.
I know.
And I think that's a crime.
And it's kind of, it's one of those things where it's like, it's taken long enough where it's like, it's going to happen and it's going to happen in a big way.
And here we are.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Streaming to a million homes across the world.
Sharing a glazed donut protein bar.
Sharing a, and that we're really like kind of processing and working through together.
Yeah, we are. We don't know how to feel about it. Yeah. The taste of a woman, inspired by the taste of a woman.
The branding and the packaging says inspired by the taste of a woman.
Which is absolutely cuckoo bananas.
And it's like, you know what? Thank you for finally some to have something inspired by the taste of a woman.
Yeah, why does Gwyneth only have the pussy candle?
Right, exactly. Let's get something else in there.
Exactly.
And it's donut flavored.
I'm so gonna come out with like, I wanna come out with a product that's like, that's the taste of a woman.
We need that from you.
What do you think, Tevi?
Is it called, does it say that?
It says it on the box.
It says it on the box.
Inspired by the taste of a woman.
Or a taste inspired by women.
A taste inspired by women.
Maybe it's that.
Both Charlie and I are coming out with a product.
Okay, well, competing product inspired by the taste of women.
Inspired by the taste of women.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yummy, yum,
and it's like a gummy candy. I don't know, it's like a gummy vitamin maybe,
I mean,
like
that's very, speaking of the Kardashians, very Kourtney Kardashian
exactly.
of us.
You know what? It's like, I don't really have that kind of savvy when it comes to merch.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to say that.
Admit it.
Sorry, I don't have merch savvy.
You know, I threaten merch on this podcast all the time.
Of course, you have this beautiful poster behind
Here's
us.
My thing. My podcast, and I'm not minimizing my podcast, we're small but mighty.
Right.
You know what
of
I'm
course.
Saying?
Totally.
We are like, we have gorgeous, iconic guests that come onto my gorgeous show, and the heads that know have the best taste. You listening to this, you have impeccable taste.
Right.
I want you to know that. Like, supremely refined, high-end
and
taste.
It's a little bit exclusive in that sense.
Let me tell you something. You're thinking to yourself, oh, all these girls are wearing Hermes loafers, sandals, bags, Prada, this and that. You know what you're wearing? You're wearing La Mer. You're wearing The Row.
Whoa.
You're wearing Loro Piana.
Wow.
Okay, so those are, yeah, do you know what that is, Tevi?
Sure.
There we go. See? High-end quality cashmere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's like listening to my podcast. This is luxury.
Wow. And I didn't really, I don't know those brands so much, but I got it from context clues.
Yeah.
By the way you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling really good about that.
Would you rather be niche and expensive or expensive and not niche?
Would you rather?
Okay. If you had to choose one huge, okay, hold on. This is all going to tie into high school.
Okay.
Okay. Because you grew up in New York City.
I did. That's right.
Did you grow up on the Upper East Side?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
Manhattan, but a few different places in Manhattan.
Okay, tell
me. My parents were divorced, so we had a bunch of, and moved a bunch.
When did they divorce?
When I was six.
Oh.
Crap. Right after 9/11.
Oh.
Ah, shoot. But no problem. I actually, it was actually pretty, it like wasn't acrimonious, and it was pretty easy.
Are you an only?
No. I have two younger siblings. A full brother and a half brother.
Lovely.
So I'm the oldest, actually.
Of three boys.
Of three boys. Exactly.
Wow.
Which is so random of me, like, to be the oldest and I'm gay. It's like,
you're the oldest boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Are your siblings gay?
No. They're, like, straight. Like,
They're, like, sucking and fucking.
Yes.
The taste of a woman.
Well, one of them is 16, so I don't know about that.
Well,
but
they're in high school.
They're in high school. Ugh, that's actually pretty scary to think about.
Do you feel like he's like a desexualized high schooler? Because you know how everyone is like, high schoolers like aren't interested and aren't horny anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? We're actually not close enough for me to really know.
So you can't speak on
and
it.
And I can't speak on it. He's like my half-brother. I was a senior in high school when he was in kindergarten.
I see.
It's like the age difference.
I see, yeah.
So it's like, it feels sometimes more like, I mean, I love him.
More, and more like your papa.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm like older cousin kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
He's very interested in sports, and he used to be very interested in Fortnite, and then now he's interested in music and making custom computer setups.
Okay.
Keyboards, kind of customizing the keyboards he's using.
So it feels like sex is maybe on the back burner.
It's on the back burner for now,
which is fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so you were bouncing all over New York City.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite neighborhood to live in growing up?
I lived in like Chinatown when like that was the apartment I lived in the longest with my mom.
Where in Chinatown?
So on like Grand and Crosby.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So it was great. Now it's more like Soho there. Like the kind of the like border of the neighborhood shifted.
I was going to say I would actually like qualify that as Soho.
Totally. But it was like at the time it was like border like Soho Chinatown and then now it's like just Soho.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of it really did change so much while I was there.
Oh yeah, I mean I lived in Nolita. I lived in New York for 10 years and I lived in Nolita and that neighborhood has also like really really changed.
Right. And it's funny
because that's also edging Chinatown.
Right, exactly. And then it just like Soho kind of just like you know, engulfed it. But when I was there when I was growing up it was like all like textile stores, you know, and little groceries. Mm-hmm. And now it's like Muji is right there.
Now it's
and
big groceries.
Big groceries, Crate and Barrel kind of vibe.
It's the big textile, big grocery moved in.
Exactly. They swallowed it up.
I mean, it really does feel like everything is just becoming the same everywhere we go.
Totally.
Sweet Green here, right. La Colombe there.
Right. Yes, very much
Muji
so.
Muji here.
Well, it's funny because I'm always like, I'm like, oh, like they, this is where I grew up. But then also it's like my parents were like second or third wave gentrifiers of like Soho Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yeah, like it should have stuck with that. It's like a little bit like of a fake.
I
know what I mean?
Well, it's like you just need to like look. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, if we actually reference history.
Right, exactly.
And you know what, honey? Sometimes, you know, we need to remind ourselves to reference history.
We need to remind ourselves to reference history.
So we're bouncing around New York City.
Uh-huh.
And in bouncing around New York City,
mm-hmm.
what if you could be a shop? See, now I'm tying it back into my question from 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
If you could be a shop,
mm-hmm.
a brand
okay.
that you would see in New York at, growing up in high school,
right?
Like what do you think your high school self, what brand, mm-hmm. what store do you think would have been your high school self? And then I want to know, I want to know what that brand and store is now. We're being very meta today.
No, I'm like,
I had fucked up dreams last night.
I'm
so
really like thinking, you know what I mean? I'm like really trying to process that question
and
give a truthful answer.
I think that for me, when I was growing up, there was a store that I was obsessed with because I thought it was so cool. And it honestly was very cool.
Yeah.
And it was called Commander Salamander.
Whoa.
And
that
it
does
was,
sound cool.
I grew up in DC and it was on Wisconsin Avenue and it was like the coolest store ever because it was kind of like, it was cooler than, oh God, what's that store that sells all the, studded
Hot Topic. Yeah, yeah.
It was cooler than Hot Topic, but it was like punky and like arty and like they sold Manic Panic hair dye, but they also sold, you know, it was like really cool.
Yeah,
I just remember like being in this store, being like, I want to be this store.
Right.
Like,
I see.
It's so cool.
Okay, wait, I do have an answer. That was really helpful. I remember like in like 10th or 11th grade discovering L Train Vintage being like, we've landed.
Yeah.
Like, we made it. Here we are.
Yes.
And coming into, like, school being like, oh, like, yeah, I just thrifted this weekend.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm so into it.
The brag about thrifting in high school
was
huge.
You have everything.
Yeah.
If you bought, like, jeans from, like, a curated selection of...
Yes.
Yeah, you were in.
I will say, there were two stores. It was Commander Salamander, and I loved Miss 60.
Oh, what's Miss 60?
Do you remember Miss 60, Tevi?
No, but I do like the description of Commander Salamander online.
Is it still open?
No, it closed in 2010. From 1979 till 2010, it stocked punk styles of clothing and pop culture knickknacks.
Yep.
Wait, love it. Yep. You being like, yeah, I'm looking for like pop culture knickknacks and punk styles of clothing.
Yeah.
You were like 16. You're like, where can I go to get like
I remember I would get like, I would get like t-shirts that had like graphics on it that had you know like ransom notes from movies.
Yes.
How it's
cut out.
Yeah, it was
oh my God.
Shirts that said like, I don't know, like bad attitude or something like that.
Totally.
And like weird like baseball tees that said, I don't know, just I remember just loving everything in there.
Yeah.
I
mean, as a kid, you're like gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a ransom note and I get to wear it on my shirt. Like
I remember
that's gonna resonate.
It was my 14th birthday party.
Yeah.
It was at Guapo's, mm-hmm. one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. Mm-hmm. I was wearing my, like, ransom note t-shirt
yeah.
with a pair of, I don't know if they were hardtail, but they were, like, hardtail adjacent, uh-huh. like, tight, kind of, like, flared uh-huh. black yeah. pants.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I believe some sort of, like, Doc Martin situation.
Of course, yeah. You got to imagine.
And I felt so sexy.
Wait, the thing of, like, looking back at times in your life and being, like, I thought this was, like, not only, like, a good outfit, but I actually thought this was, like, my most, like, special occasion outfit.
What was yours?
I'm trying to remember.
And there are different chapters of it.
Right, exactly. I do remember, like, my look in high school was, like, tight American Apparel black skinny jeans.
Yes.
Like, basically tights. And then, like, huge sweater.
Yeah.
Or, like, a huge button-down.
What kind of sweater from L-Train Vintage?
Yeah. Like, big, big, like
Argyle, yeah. like, knit, like, yeah. ugly kind of, like,
yes, exactly.
professor sweater.
Right.
That, like, you
past
definitely
my sleeves.
Didn't wash.
Yeah, exactly.
You just, like, put it on.
Just put it on right away.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of was doing, like, an Ariana thing.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, I love to be swimming in a
yeah,
sweater.
Like this.
Uh-huh. But then, like, with these pants and, like, little, like, Elfie shoes. Where
ooh,
it's, like,
Elfie shoes. What are Elfie shoes?
I don't know.
Shoes with, like, a pointed.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind
really?
Of.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you
not
mean?
Not like a curled, you know what I mean? Not that, but like little, like something like a little loafery, right? Like,
yeah.
Something where it's like you'd patter about in the forest. And
yeah.
Kind of.
I went through a phase of wearing uh-huh. like knit booties.
Uh-huh.
Like there were these like knit booties uh-huh. that I could get from this like import store.
Right.
And they didn't have like hard soles,
right.
but they had like a leather sole.
Right.
And I just remember being obsessed with them and yeah. my mom being like, these aren't shoes.
Right.
You know?
She's like, God forbid it rains.
Yeah, she's
like, what is your plan?
She's like, you will, if you step on a nail, you're getting tetanus.
Right.
Like, it's like, they weren't shoes. Right.
And you're like, I refuse to change.
No.
I refuse to change my ways.
Well, that was definitely when I was in the like 1970s phase of my
yeah.
style evolution.
Oh my God. Right. I wore these, like, I remember wearing like these black boots that were so, like, had these like straps on them. I was like thinking of myself as like maybe a bard or kind of like a
yeah.
a traveling showman or something.
Was, and like, the boot, was it a combat boot or
no,
was it?
No.
Was it a zip, a side zip boot?
It wasn't, but it looked like that was the world
the
it was
vibe.
In. Yeah.
Was it like from like Steve Madden or something of the sort?
It had to be L-Train. And then you knew it was L-Train for sure.
Okay.
Like a strap on the side.
We're in high school.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned before we started recording, mm-hmm. you were a theater kid.
Yeah, I was a theater kid.
Hardcore, all in?
Kind of, yeah. I was.
And did you love it?
Yeah, I really loved it. And I'm actually like, I don't know. Like, I actually am struggling to find a way. Like, I'm struggling to, like, distance myself from it in, like, the cool way. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, I was a theater kid, like, lol. But I actually was like, I loved it.
Right.
It, like, gave me the tools to do what I do now.
Uh-huh.
It, like, it was really important for me as, like, a comedian. I, like, you know, work in theaters all the time now. And felt like I had a really great, robust theater education that I'm pretty grateful for.
That's beautiful.
Like, I had, like, a theater teacher, Meg Storiano, who just, like...
Changed your life.
Kind of changed my life, totally.
I love that.
And all my friends were, like, in theater, and they were so funny and, like...
Community.
You know what? It's nice, too, to, like... It was nice to be in a thing where, like, people took it seriously.
Yeah.
It, obviously, which is crazy, because you're, like, freaking out about, like... The musical. And
right.
it's like, well, it's going to be bad. Like, it's bad because it's a high school musical.
Right.
But it's kind of nice to be in a place where you're, like, taking your work really seriously.
Totally.
We're like, we need to, like, the lighting's fucked up.
I like, mean, I'm obsessed with self-serious teens.
Of course. Of course.
I'm obsessed
it's so,
with them.
Like, kind of cute. You know what I mean?
It's so silly.
Yeah. It's
But
it's goofy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I'm also like, those people mm-hmm. will... be successful
right
in one way or another
right if you care like that it is it's like oh my God your world is kind of so small but
yeah.
for you it's like this is really big and actually your
yeah.
whole community is seeing you in this play so like yeah of course it matters.
What was your favorite production?
You know, let me think. We did Cabaret when I was in ninth grade.
It's a cabaret.
Yeah. And that was when I was like, wait, musicals are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, this music rules. This is so fun and cool. Did that. We did Merrily We Roll Along when I was in 10th grade.
I love Merrily We Roll Along.
Me too.
Yeah.
And that was like Sondheim. Like,
did you see it when it...
No.
When it,
oh. Where is there's It's coming to Broadway in the fall.
Again?
I think so.
Yeah, no, I think so. Well, yeah,
they keep trying.
No, because it was off Broadway.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I am wanting to see it, but tickets are like a bajillion dollars. And don't I get a discount because I was in it in high school?
Yeah. I mean, no? I do kind of feel like you could still use your student ID because you are very youthful looking.
You know what? I do like have a student ID where it's like there's no expiration date.
Yeah.
It just,
you're a student forever.
Right, exactly.
A student of the world.
I used it recently to get a discount on rock climbing.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know what? The guy gave me a little bit of a hard time, for sure.
Did you use your high school one or your college one?
My college one. But that was still, it was still issued in 2013. And he was like,
whatever. It's like the kind of thing, it could take you 10 years to graduate.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what if I'm a grad student now? I'm
not, but it's possible. It took me 5 and change to graduate from college.
You know what? It's disrespectful of him and therefore of him to do that to me. And therefore disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's ageist.
It's ageist.
Were you a good student?
Yeah.
You were.
I was a real, like, and this is actually something I've really, like, been trying to, like, unlearn in my life now is, like, I was really, like, a tryhard.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, kind of psycho about it. I was like, I have to be the best. I have to be like, and you know what? Like, the thinking I have on this now is like being gay in high school, like seeing all my friends who are like, ooh, boys. And I was like, well, I don't have that. So I need to have my own thing. So I just, I'm going to sublimate all of my like repressed sexual energy into like being really good at school.
Being like the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you out in high school?
I was.
Yeah.
And weirdly, like in, like, despite the fact that it was New York and it was, like, it wasn't a problem to be out. Like, I came out in ninth grade.
Also, it was at a different time. It was, you came out, I mean, not that, of course, time, I mean, it's challenging to come out at any time.
Right.
Culturally, now, in the future, whatever.
And, right.
But I do feel like in New York City.
Even in that time. Well, you know what was interesting is, like, 2 years, like, I was one of, like, 3 or 4 out gay people in my grade out of a class of like 200. And then like 2 years below me, there were like 20 to 30 kids who were out.
Oh, wow.
Like it really was like Glee hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then it was like people were like, all right, I guess we're good.
Yeah,
like,
Glee, it actually Glee was, changed the culture.
Glee really did change the culture
in
that way.
Glee liberated us all.
Glee really did. And people are like, oh, it's so random. It's like, thank you, Kurt and Blaine.
Did you watch all of Glee?
Yeah. Not all. I think I probably dropped off when it was like, they're going to New York.
Do you think
like,
I should watch? Would you recommend?
Would it be worth it now, like, to start? No. But you know what you could watch that I think would be worth it?
What?
Is go on YouTube and do, like, Glee being crazy for 10 minutes compilation.
Oh, honey, let me tell you something. Yeah. I've banned myself from those.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's not good.
I'm kind of the opposite of you. Mm-hmm. Like, in high school, I was so stressed out about things happening in my personal life.
Yeah.
That like, and I was so needing people to love me.
Totally.
And like, I was so concerned with my friendships.
Right.
And like needing that form of love and intimacy.
Right.
Because it was in many ways lacking in my household.
Mm-hmm.
That like, school really was on the back
burner like,
for me.
You're like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm managing these complicated friendships.
Yeah.
I got, like, all this stuff going on.
And I think my mom, my mom really like made, because I was bullied mm-hmm. and stuff, oh, my mom shoot. Really made sure mm-hmm. that I knew that like there was, that high school was just like a moment, you know, that's like there nice. Was so much outside of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think like I relied so much on mm-hmm. that
yeah.
to like help me get through.
Totally.
Which was very helpful. But now I like, in my adult life, mm-hmm. specifically once I figured out what I really wanted to do mm-hmm. at like 25 was when I really was like, I know what I want to do. And right. like, I have the confidence
right.
to pursue it, which right. confidence, you know, wavers right. throughout time. Right? Right. Like, but I think that since I didn't have the building blocks of like being a good student, mm-hmm. of like, being disciplined and like right. regimented with
you didn't
myself.
Have a feeling to you're like, oh, this is what it feels like yeah. to be yeah yeah yeah. totally. I you know, I've had that like, because I wasn't a good student in college, like I got to college and I was kind of like,
where'd you go to college?
Went to Yale.
Got it.
So I kind of was like, that had always been my goal, like right. whatever, try hard. And I got there and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
And it's like, then I met a lot of kids who were like real tryhards, and I was like, I'm actually not gonna
yeah
you know what, like all of, I'm bowing out at this point. Like I wanted to be like funny and do comedy, whatever. But it's actually like I've come back to that feeling more recently where I'm like, okay, let me take my career kind of seriously. Let me be disciplined. And yeah. it's like, oh, I remember this. Like I remember actually being 16 and being like, I have to finish this and I have to do it the best.
Right.
And so it's like rediscovering that kind of old feeling.
It's so funny because yesterday mm-hmm. I like use flashcards a lot.
Really?
Yeah. As uh-huh. I'm, you know, working to just mm-hmm. like
right.
put build things together, stories, like whatever. Remind myself of things. Uh-huh. And I like laughed to myself. I was like, I remember uh-huh. I had a pack uh-huh. of flashcards in right. my like room
right.
that they were pink mm-hmm. and I got them in like the fifth grade mm-hmm. and I never used them.
Of course.
And like truly, yeah. I like threw them away mm-hmm. when my parents moved when I
you
was
were like,
like,
what is this garbage?
Yeah.
Like I would like, never need this.
And yeah. I was like, that's so like now as a, you yeah. know, as a 21-year-old oh girl, mm-hmm. I'm finally using flashcards, you
literally
know?
Literally shout out. Like a classic index card.
Oh my God.
It can take you so far.
I kind of think they're the key to success.
They literally are the key to success. Because you're so right.
It's a blip of information.
It's just a blip. It's perfectly digestible. You can connect mm-hmm. them. I've also come back to them. I've been like, wait, this was actually it. Like yeah. the only way I really learned things was like by like just that kind of repetition. Yeah. And now I do my to-do list on a little note card yep. every day. And then I do them for like breaking stories or whatever.
Yeah.
They're kind of amazing.
Well, because like I think that something that I wish that I knew in high school was like, I'm like the style of learner that you are.
Yeah, 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 totally. That's the thing. It's like you really like to be successful in that kind of environment, it's like there's so many different environmental factors. Like, and one of them is like, okay, if you're like a gay kid who's sexually repressed, it's like that's going to really point you in the right direction in terms of like getting good grades. But then there's also all these other things of like, okay, is it like cool to be smart in your school? Like, or right. are you going to be made fun of?
And I feel like it was cool in your school, no?
Yeah. So that also helped, right? It was like kind of like everybody was like wanting to do well.
Right.
So there was like a social incentive in that way.
My high school was the same.
Right.
And I was just like the black sheep.
You were just like, I'm actually going to not, I'm going to opt out of that.
I was like, I'm actually not going to try and I'm going to make history by being the first student to the University of Arizona.
People were like, woo!
Yeah. People were like, what is that?
Yeah. yeah.
Were you stressed out?
Yes. And I was sleeping like 5 hours a night.
Oh my God.
Which is like, that's the thing where it's like, I shouldn't have been. And now it's like, oh, cool. Like, I went to Yale. Like, awesome. Like, that has not really helped me that much
right.
in what I do now, which is like stand-up comedy and writing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
did you study theater there?
No. Because actually, like, Yale's kind of vibe was like, oh, you want to study theater? Like, well, you're going to have to do 3 years of intense studying of these old Greek plays.
Right.
And then maybe you can think about reading a new play or
right,
like. And
right.
I was like, I don't want to do that.
Boring.
Like, boring.
Boring. Sleepy.
Fat. Yeah, exactly.
Did you drink and do drugs in high school?
No.
Do you drink and do drugs now?
Yes. I got there.
I'm like, good. We can be friends.
No, but I was actually like, I drank a little bit in high school.
Do you have a story?
The visceral memory I have of drinking in high school, well, the first time I ever think drank alcohol, like, was with, like, older girls at, like, a cast sleepover.
Mm.
You know how it kind of goes there. And they were like, we're going to do haircuts. And what haircuts were...
Oh, I know a haircut.
Yeah.
So, like, let me know if... Can I say my haircut?
Yeah.
Let me know if it's the same as your haircut. Yeah. You sit in a chair.
Uh-huh.
You put your head back.
Uh-huh.
You put a little bit of orange juice.
Uh-huh.
And then you fill up the mouth with vodka.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And then you put a little bit of orange juice on top of that.
Yep. That's it. That's a haircut. That was the first time I drank. And I was like, drinking's crazy.
Oh, my God. That's
so elaborate.
Gnarly.
Yeah. So that was the first time. And then I remember, like, the parties we would go to would be, like, someone would have a free, which means just, like, your parents were out of town, whatever, you go to their house. Or older kids would, like, rent out warehouses in, like, Williamsburg or, like, you know, somewhere in Brooklyn, and you would go there, and I remember drinking, like, a Poland Spring bottle filled with vodka on the train or, like, a Four Loko, actually.
Yeah.
But again, I really didn't do it so much because I was, like, I remember literally having to be, like, coaxed to be, like, on a Friday night, people, like, come to this party, and I'm like, but I have U.S. history notes to do. To, like, get ahead on, like, I'm like, I need to get ahead on them for the week so that I can really focus on my English essay. Which is, like, I'm not like that now. Now if anybody's hanging out, I'm like, okay, I'm there.
Well, I think that, like, when we're teens, so much of our life feels so out of control.
Yeah.
And it's like, our body is changing. We feel all this pressure.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like, there almost feels like a clock that's counting down for when we need to, like, leave our nest or whatever it is.
So you're just, like, it's easy to be frenzied and fixated. I'm really glad I'm not so like that anymore.
That's
even
great.
Though I still have that in me, but I'm like... so much more chill. Although sometimes I'm like, ugh, why can't I work hard anymore?
No,
I like spent it all. You know what I mean?
No, but whatever. I think that, like, we all do. When we expect a lot from ourselves, it's hard to be nice to ourselves.
Totally.
Because
you're so right.
It is. It's like when, you know, I just got like prescribed ADHD medication.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
And I don't know why that I'm kind of like, do I want to take this? Like, how do I feel about it? Whatever it is. But it's like for me, and I think this is something that starts when you are a teenager.
Right.
Like, I get depressed and anxious when I don't feel myself performing at, like, peak performance.
Right.
And
I
think something that I felt a lot during high school was people had such low expectations of me that I remember just feeling like, well, they already expect nothing. So, like, nothing is what I'm going to give.
Yeah.
Which is actually a really sad place to be in as a teen.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, these things are the building blocks of, like, how we navigate our own psyche
move through the
as
world,
adults.
Right.
Yeah.
My God. I really think all the time about, like, how much... in high school, like, you're trying to navigate, like, who you are in the world in, like, the most intense social environment.
Yeah.
Like, you literally are, like, living with your parents.
Yeah.
You know, God knows what the fuck that's gonna be like. Like, God willing, it's okay, but, like, often, mostly, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, and you're literally expected to be, like, forming who you are and then also performing, like... Frankly, if I had to get up at 6:30 a.m. every single day again, like, I would fall apart.
Awful.
I would literally, like, I can't believe I was, like, getting up at 6:30, doing a full day of school 8 to 3, doing theater, like, 3:30 to 5:30, going home and doing homework until, like, 1 a.m., and doing that every night?
Do you...
What?
Are you someone that if you... allow yourself to sleep in, you feel bad about you, you're mean to yourself for it?
No, actually, I've unlearned that.
That's
because
great.
I actually still think, like, I was so traumatized by, like, having to wake up early that I'm like, let me reclaim every minute of sleep I can get from that time. Like, and I'm so grateful in my life because now I actually work as a, like, a tutor. I'm, like, an SAT tutor.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm actually spent a lot of time thinking about high school.
Did you get perfect scores in your SATs?
Not perfect, but I did well.
Close enough to perfect.
Yeah.
And if you just spent one more hour studying.
I'm like, you idiot. But my high school was really, like, there was a girl in my high school who, like, got her SAT scores. This was when it was out of 2,400. She got a 2,300.
Wow.
And cried. Like, that was the energy of my high school a little bit.
My high school was the same.
Yeah.
There would be people, like, you know, getting waitlisted at Harvard,
right,
having meltdowns, right, that their life was over, even though they got into,
right,
Yale, yeah, and Cornell.
They're
and
like,
Penn,
if I have to go to Dartmouth, I'll kill myself.
Like, losers go there. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, it's the terrible school.
Oh my God. And now I work with kids all the time, like, you know, in a range, like some of them are like, whatever, I don't want to do this. And some of them are like, oh my God, if I don't get a perfect score. And I have to be like, I'm like, literally, like, I did everything in high school right.
Yeah.
And I went to a really good college. And now I'm kind of like, this is what I'm doing.
Right, right.
And I actually know, I have, like, lots of friends who, like, dropped out of high school, moved to the city, and just, like, worked. And then now have amazing, really cool lives.
Right.
That's, like, feels like most of my job when I'm doing it. Where I'm like, you need to chill out.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
It's like a little therapist.
Exactly. It can be like that.
Is there, like, a story that sticks out in your mind of mm-hmm. something that's, like, quintessentially your high school experience?
Mm.
Because I know, I bet, like, people ask you that. Mm-hmm. Are people ever like, was your high school, like, Gossip Girl?
People do ask me that, actually. Yeah. It was, yeah, you know, I feel like the tension for me, okay, here's the story, is I always wanted to be, even at the time, I was like, I want to be a little bit more like able to let loose. So I remember once going to a party in, like, there was this, like, newsletter that actually is still a thing and I still get it, called Nonsense NYC, that just put, like, you know, here's all, like, the parties, stuff, right, you can do, whatever. And my friends and I would read it, and, like, they would always go, and I'd be like, I don't think I'm going to go. But one of them, they were like, you should come. Some party in Williamsburg. We figured out that we could probably get in. We didn't have fake IDs, but we were like, I think, you know, we'd be able to go. I went with them. One of them is Rachel Colley, who's my best friend in high school.
There
who's
we
a,
go.
You know, who's a comedian as well. She was always really good about being like, you need to come have fun for fucking once. And so, like, the Rachel, our friend Lily, me, and maybe someone else went. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to have fun. But for some reason, I was like, I need to bring my backpack. Like, it made sense for me. So I went to this, like...
What did you have in your backpack?
It must have been, like, notebooks. Like, right, it could have been even a textbook. Because my parents were divorced, I was, like,
right,
carrying around all my shit every week. You know what I mean? Like, I had, like, kind of a suitcase. So
right,
I really was attached to my backpack. I was like, I kind of need everything. Like,
what kind of
Advil,
backpack was it?
Like a JanSport.
What color?
I think it was a houndstooth, like, blue and brown JanSport.
It's beautiful.
You know what? Thank you.
It's very L-Train.
It is very L-Train. And I'm sure you got to imagine that's the, like, kind of origin of it. But I remember being at this party and, like, the two of them making out with men. You know, no problem. They were 16, 17. Not really sure what's going on there. And me being with my backpack at this party in, like, Williamsburg, being like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Being like, huh, my friends are being out. I have a backpack. Clearly so nervous. But that was my, like, kind of effort at, like, let me try to, like, do
right,
something brave. And, you know what? I'm glad for it.
Did you have fun?
Not, like, in the classic sense,
right,
I don't think. But I think you know how sometimes things are hard, but they're good for you?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think that's how I felt about it. It was like, I did this scary thing.
Yeah.
And that's important. Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Is that a door knock I hear? Why, yes, it is. Welcome to the High School Guidance Counselor's Office. I'm your High School Guidance Counselor.
Thank
and
you.
In this section of the pod, you mm-hmm. get to, you know, kind of free yourself from a wrongdoing of high school,
mm-hmm.
of high school past. You can say fuck you to someone. You can mm-hmm. apologize to someone. Or mm-hmm. you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
The time is yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think the first thing I'm thinking of is I wish I didn't take the backpack to that party. So that's gonna be one of them.
Yeah.
I have another one, but I'm actually, like, feeling shy about sharing it.
Okay, why?
Because it's sexual. But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
and just
why
whatever.
Not? We're all just filthy animals.
Okay, thank you. One of the first, or this was like the second, I hooked up with this one guy in college, my friend, no, in high school, but the second guy I ever hooked up with was this guy I met touring colleges.
Mm.
And we, like, made out outside of a frat.
Wait, the second, you were in high school,
uh-huh.
but you were going on college tours.
Right, exactly.
And were the two of you going on, like, was this one college tour? Or
this was, like, the accepted student's day at a college.
At Yale?
So, no, this is at Brown.
Mm.
Sorry to kind of go there.
You should.
But again, I was so, like, kind of a loser in high school.
No,
so that's my...
you said you were popular because being smart made you popular. So don't try to
crap.
Minimize
you
it.
You got me. No, no. But I didn't have sex in high school, so that's maybe the trade-off.
So, yeah, loser.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm like, let me claim that.
But, like, I didn't have sex in high school. I was just having orgies and just sucking multiple people off and getting sucked off.
Right. I was going to, like, really insane cool parties
I was going to kind of these, like, what's that movie with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise with the mask? I was thinking of Eyes Wide Shut theme parties and, like, big bank buildings on Canal Street.
Right. But I wasn't, like, you know.
But I was a loser.
Yeah, exactly. But I really was. So this is the first time I was, like, at this, like, college admitted student's day.
Okay.
Found this guy. We made out outside of, like, a frat.
At what time?
This must have been, like, midnight, 1 a.m.
Oh, so you'd spend the night?
I think so. I think I spent the night because I had a friend who went there.
Oh, okay.
And I was, like, staying with her. The two of us, I remember, like, all these frat guys coming in and, like, kind of laughing at us because it's, like, we're two, like, 18-year-old boys making out on this bench.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, he was like, oh, we should do this again. He, like, came to visit me in New York.
Whoa.
A few weeks later.
LDR.
Yeah, exactly. And we were, like, we kind of, like, hooked up, and he was like, we should have sex. And I was like, do you have a condom? And he was like, no. And I was like, well, then I don't think we should. Like, I was so, like, rule following. And I wish I'd been, like, to my younger self, I'm like, hey, Charlie, like, you can have sex with him. Like, you don't need to have a condom, actually.
No.
That's literally, like, am I overshooting, like, me being like, you should be more reckless?
Yeah.
You're like, have a condom.
I'm like, having a condom seems pretty smart.
I guess so.
You know, as someone that
me talking
had,
to my guidance counselor being like, I just really have all these regrets.
Yeah. Like, just wish I had way more unprotected sex.
Yeah, but kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but, like, as someone that has had a lot of unprotected sex and has had my fair share of STIs.
Sure. That would have been so bad to deal with.
Yeah.
I really, at 18, would not have been emotionally prepared for being like, I have gonorrhea.
And
like,
do you want to know what would have happened to you? Because I feel like you were an anxious teen.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it would happen to me.
Uh-huh.
I would, like, have sex because I was having full-on sex in high school.
Right. Respect, by the way.
Awful. It was awful. It was always bad.
Okay.
Except for like my hottest boyfriend and my sweetest boyfriend. They were fine.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I had unprotected sex, though, I would feel like kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I would wake up fully stressed out.
Yeah.
That I was pregnant.
Of course.
That I had HIV.
Right.
That I had, chlamydia, gonorrhea, crabs, like, name it.
You're right.
Like, so then I would just, like, get on a spiral.
Yeah.
And then once I got my first STI, think you would have learned your lesson, honey, but you don't. So,
you're like, that, and let that be the end of that.
Let that be the end of that.
But whatever.
You imagine you
like,
getting
so
like
irresponsible.
Imagine you getting chlamydia
at like 18.
At like in like your senior year of high school.
Oh, that would be so crazy.
You know
what? You're right. And actually I'm glad I brought it up because I'm actually genuinely like processing it and being like, you know what, it's okay that I was cautious in that way.
Yeah.
I don't need to be so like.
I actually think that's admirable.
Thank you.
Because I think a lot of the time too, when we're like young and we're first experiencing sex, we also are in this like performative mindset where we're like, oh, this person wants to have sex with me. I need to not be a loser
totally.
I need to have sex with them.
You know what? It's interesting because actually I feel like this is a thing, like, when I've talked about sex, I've been like, yeah, I was pretty, like, repressed or, like, nervous about it, so I didn't do it for a long time, right? Or, like, whatever. And then I talk to people who really, you know, like, there's a lot of gay guys who are, like, 15 meeting up with guys from Craigslist.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, 15 meeting up with, like, a 29-year-old. And I'm like, yeah, I wish, like, I were a little bit braver and had a little bit more of, like, that kind of, like, drive. And often I talk to those people and they're like, right, so it wasn't great. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, yeah, that was actually pretty scary. And I'm like, nothing really bad happened, but it, like, often could have.
Yeah.
And so it's like, right, there is It's a little bit of a grass is greener
thing.
Well,
there's like a line.
Right. There's a line for sure.
I used to love going on Craigslist.
Right.
When I was in high school.
Really?
That was like the early dawn of Craigslist.
Right.
And like seeing, like when you go on like woman seeking woman, man seeking woman, whatever, and you could like see what people would want.
Yeah. And you're like taking notes.
Yeah. I would always be like, what if I just responded?
Yeah,
to them?
Exactly.
What if I just responded that I was a little sub pillow princess looking to get licked? Like, you
you're
know?
At 16. You're like,
typing
away. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to say fuck you to anyone?
Let me think if I want to say fuck you to anyone. Like, did I have really, like, enemies or anyone like that?
Sounds like you didn't.
Not really. Or, like, it's like I've let it go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's good. That's healthy.
And I don't think I want to, like, bring that energy out. I think I probably could apologize to people for, like, I definitely was a little bit crazy to my friends about, like, school stuff. Like, I was definitely, like, also the kid who was, like, ugh, I bombed the test. I did so bad.
Right, like, spiraling.
Like, right, and then, like, would get, like, a 91 and would be, like, ugh, fuck.
Yeah.
And my friend would get, like, a 78, and I'd be, like, no, but that's, like, good for you. Like, I just, like, for me, like, I just thought I would. And, like, so I need to apologize for having that energy around my friends.
If I ever got a test in the 80s, I was thrilled.
And that's, like, a great, because, by the way, it's, like, you get 80%. It's, like, yeah, you knew most of it. Like,
I mean,
by
a
lot. Right.
Come on.
Totally.
Come on.
Also, it's, like, the difference between, like, oh, you'd, like, you got like an 80 versus like a 95. It's like, yeah, good job remembering that extra stuff that you literally will forget in a second.
I know. God.
Like, it's literally like taking tests is so weird because you're like, I have to memorize the Krebs cycle
in
biology. And then,
I know. I need to draw what happens in a nucleus.
Right, exactly. And then it's like, you will lose that. Like,
I know.
That's just going to slip away.
Or you spend every single night of your life cracking open your AP bio book.
You're like, let me just refresh, actually.
Yeah. Like, my light pool. Read.
Right. Well, what's actually silly about my life is that because I do like tutoring.
Oh my God, you never forget.
I kind of
explain a log to me because I remember actually liking them because I was so bad at math, but I remember liking them.
Yeah,
and
they're kind of funky.
I literally don't even know what them thing.
Basically, the way you read logs is like, so a log has like a base. Okay, well, first of all, I have a great mnemonic for logs, which is log is bae, B-A-E.
Okay.
Because the way that the log is written is that it's the base, then the answer equals the exponent, right? So normally you have like a base raised to an exponent equals an answer.
Right.
Right? Is this like kind of tracking?
So in logs, the exponent is the answer.
Yes.
Like that's what you're solving for?
Yes, exactly. So
but
a log basically.
What is an exponent?
An exponent is like if you have like 2 to the 3rd power. So that means like.
Okay, so that's 2. That means like it's 2 cubed, not cubed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It 2 is. Times 2 times 2.
So 2, 2 times 2 times 2 is that's, 8, right?
That's right, that's right.
Okay.
So in a log, right, what you would have is instead of writing.
Honey,
2...
Honey, I need a bite of my donut bar for this.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, let's pop open the cold brew. So it's like 2 to the. Like in a normal exponent notation, you have 2 to the third equals 8, right? In a log, what you have is. Like log 2 of 8 equals 3 because the way you read a log is like the power that 2 needs to reach 8
is 3.
That's like how logs work.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually
well.
Scary to do this because it's like this is my like day job and so it's I'm like, am I good at my day job?
I love this episode because I'm learning something that I learned in high school and I'm learning it again now.
It's kind of, I like actually like, tutoring is a good day job, I think, because I'm like, oh, this is kind of, this is like so different.
Gymnastics
than,
for your brain.
Exactly. And actually, you know, and it's like often kind of hard. Mm-hmm. And kids are like, how do you do this? And I'm like, I got no fucking idea.
Yeah.
And then I'm having to be like, why don't you show me what you know so far, and I'm frantically Googling. I'm like,
you do that, and like, I'll look up
notation.
How to do that too.
Yeah, exactly. No, literally, it's very often I'm like, that's right. Yes, that's right. We're gonna move on. You don't need to know this. Okay.
If you could, I mean, you kind of already answered this, but if you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
Well, I was gonna say like to kind of, I think it's what I've covered, like chilling out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then also being, really chilling out. And being, I guess, better about to your friends about, like, being a little less psycho, generally. I think that's mostly it.
That's good.
And otherwise, and sleep more. Oh, my God. Girl, like, go to bed.
You're lucky you're so tall.
Yeah, true. I actually think I'm a little bit sickly, and I attribute that to, like, not sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, I just get colds all the time.
Yeah.
And I really think it's, like...
You can get your sleep deficit tested.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stunned. Wait, really? Like,
okay, we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like, I actually need to know. I have years and years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now I'm like...
Honey, you're gonna need to fall asleep now and wake up in 40 years.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna see you guys in maybe 4 to 10
years.
You're
gonna years. Need to put yourself in a cryo chamber and fucking freeze.
God, that sounds so nice.
Did you have a favorite high school snack?
Favorite high school snack? You know, I loved. You know how in high school it's like you have like $10 for the week,
yeah,
and that's like kind of your snack money. And I remember I really loved the Fritos, like, extreme BBQ.
Ooh, the twirl.
Yes,
the twirls. Barbecue.
Yes, exactly.
I love them.
Because those had a real density in the
bag.
They
really do.
Like, other chips, they're packed in there. And other chips, you're like, I'm getting 9 chips. Like, this is a dollar.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And with those, it was like, I also remember... I really loved bubble tea in high school.
Yeah.
And now, too. I mean, bubble tea, like, shout out.
Yeah.
That stuff is amazing.
Shout out to boba.
And that's kind of all we did. I remember my summers were just, like, I would meet up with a friend, and we'd be like, we're going to walk, like 6 hours to go to this bubble tea place that's far away.
I love it.
Just because we need something to do for the day.
So fun.
And then that's what we did.
What was your most prized possession in your high school room?
My high school room? I had a...
Well, you had 2 rooms.
I had 2 rooms. That's right. I had a rock that, like, my friends had painted for my birthday.
That's so sweet. Nice. Do you still have it?
I do still have it.
I love that.
I know. It's a nice little gift. It said, Happy Birthday, Charlie. And then on the other side, it has, like a smiling kind of face.
Cute.
So, yeah, I liked it.
That's nice.
It was sweet.
Your friends are cheap.
They were cheap. It was actually really one of... for that birthday, they got me... they got a bunch of big bags of chips.
Cheap.
And put them in a garbage bag.
Cheap.
And then put that rock in it.
Cheap.
And then wrapped the whole thing. And I was
cheap,
actually like,
I'm kidding.
You're like, your friends are losers. No, it was like, this is a good gift. It's a good gift to give when you're like, again, you have like $10 a week to spend on snacks.
Yeah, when you're like 16.
Right, exactly. I was like, thank you.
Did you go to prom?
I did. This is actually like, okay, going against my cool narrative, I went to prom 3 out of my 4 years of high school.
Ooh.
And
that's very popular guy of you.
Yeah, but I went with like these older girls my freshman year.
The older girls that you were doing the cast slumber parties with.
Exactly.
That were giving you haircuts.
Exactly. And we're still like friends.
I love that.
Yeah, they're in LA.
What did you wear to your senior prom?
I looked bad. Like the tuxedo did not fit. I was not slaying.
Was it
Those
big?
Pictures are, yeah, it was big. It was from like Men's Warehouse,
we
like
need
a
pics.
Rented. I can send you some.
Please
there,
do.
Actually, maybe I did. Someone from the podcast was like, oh, can you send pics of high school? And I was like, should I send these? And I was like, I'm actually literally still embarrassed.
No.
But I'm going to push through that. And
push through.
Oh, wait. No, actually, the one I sent is from it.
I
pushed
love
through it.
It.
So you'll see it.
I love it.
It really is me being like, it's like drowning in a suit.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Death by suit.
Exactly. And being like, why am I kind of like, being like, haha, I'm having fun. Like doing a two-step at like, I'm a freshman at a senior prom.
Where was your prom? Like a random hotel?
I don't remember where that one was. I remember my senior prom was like in Chelsea Piers or something.
I love it.
Some venue in Chelsea Piers.
Very NYC.
You know what? It was nice. Actually, shout out to HeadGum because our after prom was at like someone rented an Airbnb and like to
really?
Do an after prom. Yeah. And we've later found out that the guy who was renting on the Airbnb was Jake,
really?
Who owns HeadGum.
That's
he was,
so
and I spoke to
funny.
Him about this a few weeks ago, and I was like, I did my after prom at your house, and it was the first night that I like ever drank a lot of alcohol, and I threw up in your toilet. It was the first time I ever threw up from drinking.
So funny. What were you drinking?
God, it had to be like shots. I think it was just going to be like a classic vodka shot.
I love
again
that.
Again and again.
Yum.
Oh my God.
What were you chasing it with?
Maybe like a Gatorade at the time.
I think one of the darkest times for my high school drinking career, which I dragged Mo Frypassic into later on in life,
yeah.
was vodka and apple cider.
Whoa. That's not going to be a great combo. That's not going to work.
You'd be surprised, honey.
All right. All right. I'm in. I remember once trying to chase with like ice cream. Like that was all we had in the house.
That's good.
And being like, this didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Chase yeah. with ice cream.
Yeah. You're like so that's the thing that I'm like remembering now. It's like, again, we would have like vodka bottles in Poland Spring. And yeah. it's like, mix that with like a Snapple or something.
I know,
like,
it's so stupid.
There's it's like we're literally like, we have to get as drunk as possible yeah. as fast as possible. Yeah. There's a real scarcity mindset. Because yeah. you're like,
when are we ever going to get this
when
again?
When are we going to get this again? And so you're just like, oh my God, like horrible cheap vodka.
I remember someone being like, never put Everclear in plastic bottles because mm-hmm. it's so the alcohol will eat away at the plastic.
Oh my God.
And I was
and
like,
you're like,
oh.
but I will drink it
yeah,
for
I was
sure.
Like,
no problem on
must
that.
Must ingest.
Yeah. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Yum,
please.
Yum. Jesus.
Yeah. And my final question of the pod was mm-hmm. did you have a senior superlative?
No, because I wrote them.
Oh.
That was my job.
You were the author.
I was the author. Me and Rachel Colley.
Really?
Were like the authors of our.
And you didn't give yourself one?
I don't think so. I think it was like, I was like authorial, you know, neutrality.
You're like, I'm the boss.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to give you one on this show.
Thank you.
You're most likely to be the boss.
Thank you. All right, I'll take it. For better or worse, I got to own it. Yeah. We were like, I remember actually looking back at them and being like, some of these were mean.
Yeah, like were they more burns?
Yeah, it really was like the episode of 30 Rock where she goes back to her yeah. high school reunion and is like, oh, like everybody bullied me, but she's actually realizing she's the bully.
Yeah.
Like it was a little bit that experience of being like, I was like, I was just a loser. And it's like, my God.
No.
I'm like most likely to pass out drunk on the 6 train on the way home from a party. Like,
no, I think
Emily. And it's like, Jesus. Like,
I think that like my friend from high school sent me hold on. I want to see if I can pull them up mm-hmm. because our superlatives were all like burns.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, they're all like really mean.
Right.
And I literally think someone is like Tracy. Uh-huh. Tracy Trash, most likely to end up dead in a ditch.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I'm going to read you like one. Okay, one girl's is still not getting it. Another girl's is Debbie Downer.
Uh-huh.
Another girl's is begging on the streets of Poughkeepsie.
Jesus Christ.
Another one is at Hooters.
Jesus. But it's like, what happened to like sweetest smile?
I mean, really, wait, I need to find the meanest one. I mean, it's so mean. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Now we know. Kids are fucking mean, as if kids, we didn't already know that.
Kids are literally mean. And actually, you really have to, like, you know, you think you're exempt from it sometimes. You're
I
like,
know.
Well, I'm not one of the mean kids. I'm not one of the bullies because you're not, like, shoving kids in lockers. But it turns out, like,
yeah,
we have that capacity in us.
Wait. Truly, someone does have most likely to end up dead in a ditch.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, what?
They're like, ha-ha. Oh my God.
Oh,
that's so funny. Thank you for saying that. Cool. And I'll have this object forever. Thank you.
Charlie, right. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Oh my God, Greta, thank you so much. It was such a blast.
I had the best time chatting with you.
Me too. And I hope I didn't reveal too much. And if I did, there's nothing I can do about it.
You can never reveal too much on this show.
Okay, thank you.
Where can all my listeners find you and come and see you live?
Well, you're asking an amazing question.
Thank you.
I have a podcast on HeadGum as well.
Fabulous.
Called Exploration Live.
I love that.
So check that out. With Natalie Rotter Lehman and the two of us just gab and gab. And then we do live shows in New York City.
Fun.
At like the Bell House. So, you know, come on
so
down.
So kind of keep your eyes on the space.
Keep your eyes on the space. That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on my show.
Of course.
And thank you to everyone who listens to my show every week. You are the proud, the few, the Marines. And isn't that what they say?
Yes. I wouldn't know.
The proud, the few, the classmates. Mm-hmm. Actually, there aren't few, okay? I'm not going to minimize the success yeah. of my show. I'm just going to say the proud, the handful.
Uh-huh.
The proud, the cup, the proud, the world. Uh-huh. The proud, the world, my classmates.
The proud, the world, my classmates.
Yeah, the proud, the world, my classmates. And, you know, write into us at seniorsuperlatives@gmail.com. Keep listening to the show. If you're in Scotland, come and see me in August.
You're doing a show at Edinburgh.
I am.
Okay, congratulations.
I'll be in Edinburgh. I cannot do a Scottish accent.
I can't even say the name of that city.
Scottish.
Nope.
Scottish. Anyway. All right. Nope. Well, you know, 5 stars, positive reviews. Love you all. Have a fabulous summer's day.
Exactly.
And until next time, stay cool. Never change. Au revoir.
That was a HeadGum podcast.